sometimes feel like everything is meaningless, like every day is just spent in vain.
To be honest, that's how I felt before I had a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So I completely get you.
Oh yeah?
It's impossible to find true meaning apart from our Creator. You know, God created us for a purpose, but we can only find it when we are in a relationship with Him.
That sounds amazing. But where do you even begin to have a relationship with a God you can't see?
Listen, God has revealed Himself to us in many ways. You find Him in nature, as His creation. You find Him in His Word contained in the Bible. And you find Him through Jesus Christ, His Son, that He sent to die for us. You know, God loves you so much and is ready to reveal Himself to you if you let Him in. I'm actually glad that you've asked these questions.
Wow, that's amazing. How do I let Him in?
Life's too short and precious to live without purpose. Be that friend who leads someone to Christ. Radio Christian Voice, your home since 94.
Denies knowledge of Freemason registration, says attacks on government are politically motivated. Economist raises concern over 33.6 billion kwacha supplementary budget. And Mali coup leader granted 5-year term in power. Good evening. With the main news, I'm Chimba Chiloba. Vice President Mutalina Lumango has rejected claims that the Freemasons have been formally registered or approved to operate in Zambia, insisting that no such government authorization exists, attributing the allegations to political maneuvering. Speaking during Vice President's question time in the National Assembly today, Ms. Nalumango responded to a question from Nakonde Member of Parliament Lucas Simumba, who asked how a purported Masonic conference held recently in Livingstone served the interests of Zambians. But Mrs. Nalumango said that she was not aware of any registration or official approval from Freemasonry activities in this country, and there has been no communication from any government office endorsing such activities, she said. Mrs. Nalumango went on to dismiss criticism from certain political and civil society groups accusing government of secretly promoting controversial organizations. Those attacking government over this matter are doing so for political gain, said Mrs. Nalumango. She therefore urged lawmakers and the public to focus on substantive policy debates rather than what she described as baseless rumors designed to undermine the government's credibility.
The government of the Republic of Zambia today, number two, you said approved. There is no approval. I am telling you, there is no approval. Two, for me, Honorable Minister of Internal Affairs, when I heard of this, because of the nature that surrounds the Mason whatever, when it started in the media, I had to say, maybe they are registered. And you can search the registrar of societies. Maybe it is PACRA. Nothing has been registered during my time in office as vice president, because I took interest.
Council of Churches in Zambia, CCZ, General Secretary Emmanuel Chikoya has described the growing public concern over Freemasonry in the country as a wake-up call to the Church to re-evaluate its role in society and become more responsive to the spiritual and economic needs of the people. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Father Chikoya said the Church must rise to the challenge by strengthening its outreach and discipleship efforts, especially among the youth and the vulnerable. He emphasized the importance of spiritual vigilance, urging Christians to be prayerful and knowledgeable, not only about their own faith, but also about the beliefs and practices of others, whether public or secret. The Church must not lament or be violent, but must be vigorous in the preaching of the word and introspect on what it can do better, said Father Chikoya. Father Chikoya has also challenged the Church to critically examine how it addresses the economic struggles faced by ordinary citizens pointing out that desperation often leads people, especially the youth, to seek help in places that appear to offer quick solutions.
That also reflects on us as a church. We should be able to up the game so that we are truly relevant. And if anybody ends up falling into these practices that we do not agree with, we believe in Jesus Christ, and we do not, subscribe to, societies whose agenda and beliefs are, behind the scenes, and whatever we do raises suspicion.
Economist Trevor Hambai has expressed concern over the government's proposed 33.6 billion kwacha supplementary budget, particularly the decision to borrow 10 billion kwacha locally from commercial banks at an interest rate of 13%. Mr. Hambai noted that the 13% interest rate on local borrowing is significantly higher than the 6 to 8% interest rate on Eurobonds that Zambia previously defaulted on. He said this when he featured on Christian's Voice chatback program on the topic State of the Economy. This local borrowing is more expensive than the Eurobonds the nation defaulted on, said Mr. Hambai. He further criticized the intended use of the borrowed funds, warning that channeling the money towards consumption rather than productive sectors would have long-term negative consequences. The other detrimental part of this local borrowing is that the money will be used for consumption instead of investing in income-generating sectors that can stimulate economic growth, said Mr. Hambai. Mr. Hambai also questioned government's fiscal strategy, urging for more transparency and a shift in focus towards sustainable, productive investments.
We seem to have this problem as a country. The previous government is that they contracted a lot of debt, right, to put into infrastructure. But a lot of that infrastructure has got no immediate return. Okay, there's no return that they can actually receive to say we are paying off from here. Okay, so that was the problem. The current government has made the same mistake in a different way. All the money that we have saved, either from debt servicing or the money that we're generating, they have taken it and put it into social spending.
The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACEZ, has welcomed the move to introduce licensure examinations for teachers. Yesterday, Minister of Information and Media announced that Cabinet had approved the Teaching Profession Bill of 2025, which will, among others, require teachers to pass licensure exams before practicing. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, NACEZ Executive Director Aaron Chansa supported the move, adding that the bill will improve teacher training quality and enhance teaching competencies. Licensure exams will help teachers be knowledgeable about subjects, and pedagogical skills will be given a priority, and if well done, it will significantly promote professionalism of teaching in the country, said Dr. Chansa. Dr. Chansa stressed that with this, holding teachers accountable for their knowledge, skills and ethics will hold more meaning, adding that the exams have the potential to contribute to a more qualified and effective teaching workforce in Zambia.
We are happy that Cabinet has approved the 2025 Teaching Professions Bill, which bill is going to enable the Teaching Council of Zambia to assess new teachers for their content, competencies, and also professionalism. We see this initiative to be very, very progressive because we are not going to allow any teacher who is not competently licensed. We're going to allow teachers who don't know the content, who have no ethics, who have no professionalism to become teachers.
In African news, Mali's military leader, General Simi Goita, has been granted a 5-year presidential term by the transitional parliament, which is renewable without elections. The junta leader, who has seized power twice, had promised the return of democracy last year, but it never materialized. The bill granting his new mandate said the transition would last as many times as necessary and until Mali was pacified. Coming up shortly, Hamas says it is consulting other Palestinian groups on Gaza ceasefire plan. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected.